Guess we should start by saying Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2024 as well. Got a lot of notes. First thing is, Raven Simone. Raven Simone is? That's a Raven Cosby show, I believe. So she's, I don't even know what the fuck she's being interviewed for by Oprah, nonetheless. And I don't even know how the topic came up, but she said that she doesn't consider herself an African-American. She considers herself an American. And Oprah was almost fell out of her seat. Could not believe that a black person was stating that they're an American and not anything else. And Oprah, like, she couldn't even, like, question. She was like, why, like, how can, why would, why, what do you mean by that? And she's like, well, because I'm from Oklahoma.
Tennessee or something.
Whatever, though. She's like, I was born in America just because I have ancestors that once were somewhere. And then she even said, she was like, I don't even know if it was Africa, right? Like, there's blacks other places. Maybe they all originated but in Africa, but they're now in other places. Now, they may be in other places due to nefarious means, but they are there. The fucking Jamaicans literally made up their own language. It's unbelievable. It's unreal. I don't know what... It's nuts. You can't even understand it. But the idea... I've been saying this. That, like, people need to stop putting another country in front of America when they say what they are. Because they are not that.
Yeah, like, if they're, like, not, like, from you're there.
Correct.
Like, just born here, like, because you are an American.
Like, even
like,
if you're...
your heritage, or you're, like, right. You know, you're, like...
Or you, not even, though, right? Because I think she even said this. She's like, my... Like, I got... Oh, like Tennessee customs. Nothing that we've ever done in my family is, you know, what they do in Africa, you know? And if your parents are from a different country, if you're born in America, you're not what your parents are. Like, your parents, like, let's take our friend, Mr. Noni. His parents, Indian Americans, born in India, became an American citizen. He was born in America. He's an American. Like, the only people that can say they're something American is people with green cards.
Yeah.
You became an American. You weren't born an American. Like, just the way Oprah was just dumbfounded. Could not believe it. Insulted in a way. It's like, but Oprah, you're not African American. You're black American. Just like I'm white American. Right?
I mean, just American. Like, we don't feel like it's a color.
But
just American.
Well, sure. But, like... There are black Americans, and then there's white Americans, there's yellow Americans, there's brown Americans, right? Because there is, but that's because
I mean, yeah, when you're acting like, oh, I'm a white American, you're like, I'm American.
Because it's obvious that you're, you know
what I'm saying?
Okay. It's obvious. But that has to do with, like, a specific America, because that shows first that America is not racist at all. And go to... a lot of other places on the planet and see if you see. Like, no one in China has to be like, yeah, I'm a yellow Chinese. No, because you're all. There's no one else over there but you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there's just nothing to just completely, like, to put another country before America is crazy. But yeah, no, good for you, Raven Swan. That's so Raven.
That's
all right. Next. It's still Aunt Jemima to me. You know what I mean? It's just kind of disrespectful to that they got rid of it because they said it was racist. Well, fucking Aunt Jemima didn't think it was racist. Like, what a discredit. You tell me that some black woman made a really good syrup and now we don't give her credit for it because y'all took it as racist?
But did she make the syrup or was they just using
Aunt Jemima?
Her look?
You think, like, a boardroom of all white guys were like, what's, like, a really black nigga? You know what I mean? They even were like, well, look at the way they got her, like, done up. In a fucking bandana and, like, a kitchen smock. She makes her up. Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben is no longer. Which, another one. That even the ones that, you know, he made a nice rice that was easy cooked. Gone racist. That's nuts.
I think they're just changing the name.
Well, yeah, not Uncle Ben anymore. You know what I mean? If you change the name, now we can't give Uncle Ben the credit.
It's just, like, rebranding.
Yeah, but you rebranded to, like, you know, now people that, imagine if something that you, like, go to the store for and you get a cake, like, all the time, right? And now they rebrand, and now you're like, where the fuck is Uncle Ben? And you're like, oh, it's now, like, the fucking, like, Smith & Johnson, like, Million Company. That sounds nice. Fucking my lord. It's just, but, no, it's still enjoying me. That's how we do it. Next. I don't know about how you feel, but I truly believe that there are maybe 3 or 4 good movies from the 80s. Ferris Bueller sucked. It is an awful movie, and you can't defend it. It sucked. It's awful. All the movies from the 80s, I mean, except for some. E.T., banger. Fucking banger. Back to the Future, banger. Terminator, banger. What do I got about? Indiana Jones, bangers.
I don't know what...
Holy moly! Which ones don't you know?
The movies are from. No, I know what those movies are.
But
like,
16 Candles sucked. Breakfast Club sucked.
No, those are great movies.
Those movies suck.
No, they don't.
They are awful.
No, they don't.
They're atrocious.
No.
They're atrocious.
No.
What makes them good?
I disagree.
Are they funny? Do you laugh at them?
I do.
Do you know?
I do.
Do
you? I do.
Those movies suck. 16 Candles. What is this about? What's this movie about?
It's not your 16th birthday, honestly. I don't really remember.
That sounds great. That's a good movie. Some chick's 16th birthday, and you're like, fucking classic.
I didn't say it was a classic. I just said it was a good movie.
I know, no. It's unpopular opinion, because there's probably people that are like,
my good movies are different from your good movies.
Because, I mean, it's probably like the same way I feel with Sid and music. You don't know good movies. Like, she doesn't know good music.
That's not fair. You don't know good movies.
It is not fair to people that have to watch or listen. You're right.
No, no.
I don't know good movies. Terminator.
That one's a good
Saving
one.
Private Ryan.
No, not a good movie.
Wow, Vanessa's like, I would rather watch a bunch of kids in detention than, like, you know, how we, like, became America. That's fucking... The superpower we are tonight, that's wild. But Ferris Bueller's just awful. I just had to write down because, like, I don't know what I was even watching, but I was like, this is awful. That movie sucks. Matthew Broderick killed a couple people. You know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he got in, like, a car accident and fucking killed 2 people.
Wait, I did know that.
Yeah. And
then he got off, right?
I guess because he was Ferris Bueller. This is why it's so nuts with celebrities. It's like, even the ones that, it's like, you know, it's like O.J. Simpson. I always go back to that. It's like, just some people, it's like, you're not even that fucking famous and you got away with it. Can you imagine if someone really famous did anything? It wouldn't matter, I don't think. I really don't think it would matter. But yeah, we can move on from that unless you have anything you want to add.
No, I was trying to think of the guy's name, but I was watching, it's called like Naked Crimes.
Okay.
And... He was, like, a country star, but he was a really famous country star that got arrested.
For what?
But he didn't really get arrested. He was talking very nicely, sat up front.
What?
Because he was belligerent. And
did he get arrested for, though? Like, drunk driving or something?
I think so.
Well, that's because...
And he was naked, and then he was just being shit.
But
his name is Travis...
Travis Twit or something?
Is that he's an old-timer country.
Travis. Well, I don't know. Travis something. Travis Travis? Was it, what's the one, I don't know. But all he did was get naked and drunk. That guy's a fucking legend. That's not even bad. Because that's first thing is like, we can't...
Well, then he like threatened the officer to kill
of
him.
Of course
he
did.
Gonna kill him.
Of course he did. Because that's the thing with freedom of speech. You can say whatever the fuck you want. But some things you say have consequences.
His last name was Travis.
Oh. Wayne Travis. No.
It's like an old-timer...
Who's like?
What is it?
Kenny Rogers.
No.
But wait, like, what did this have to do with the 80s movie sucking? Vanessa's like, yeah, no, I want to add something to this conversation. So I was watching this new show called Naked.
No, because you said Matthew Broderick got away with killing people.
Oh, yes,
so
okay. Wait, did he kill someone, though? Or are you just talking about some drunk guy?
No,
Vanessa's like, yeah, Matthew Broderick got away with murder. So did that, like, you know that country singer that, like, got arrested for being naked? That was wild, too. He shouldn't have.
No, he didn't kill anybody. I was just saying.
Just,
they, like, put him up front. They talked to him nicely.
But, like, honestly, I feel, like, in a way that if you get arrested, let's say DJ Ryan or anything, and you're blasted drunk, how can they even... So they read you your rights, but you're blasted. How can they say that you even understood what they... You know what I'm saying? Oh, you have the right to remain silent. Yeah, drunks have the... they. And now you're going to use things that they said while drunk against them.
Yeah.
They're not in the state of mind to answer questions, right? Like...
Correct. Well, that's what they're taking advantage of.
Well, of course, but they shouldn't be allowed to then use that. It's just a crazy thing, you know, like you're impaired and you wouldn't, rely on their statement if their cops are investigating something and a drunk guy, I'll tell you what I saw. They're like, how about we go to bed? You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't even give them the time of day. They know it's like, but if it's like anything you say, anything that you say can and will be, it's like, then just cut the can out, right? Just say anything you say will be used against you, right? Because
is that false hope?
What?
The can part.
Well, what do you mean? How is that false hope? False hope would be can. Like, you have the right to be silent. Anything you say, maybe used against you. No, we don't know.
I know what can is, like, can be.
But
most likely will be.
I feel like there should be something that, like, you know, that we should, you know, it'd be funny if someone like tried to tell we the cops were in, like, nah, if you have to, like, everything you say will be used against you in trial. Like, it's funny because that's the thing with drunk people. Some people are so blasted that they don't even know they're being pulled over sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I saw one, the guy pulled over. The cop comes up to him and he's like, I thought you were going somewhere. I didn't know. And the cop's like, no, man, I've been following you for... And the guy's like, oh, yeah. It's so funny watching him. You're the guy that was... He in the middle of day drunks are even. It's like, how are you this drunk at fucking 1 in the afternoon? But there's one that's so funny. This dude is... Middle of the day, his truck is on the curb, like over the curb, like halfway in the road. He's like under the truck when the cop shows up. The cop's like, what's going on here? And he's like, just not even making sense. Like, I'll just fix my truck. The cop's like, how did we? And then the guy's like, how are we going to end this here? You know? And he's like, I'm just free and to go. And the cop's like, no. And the guy's like, well, before we go any further, I need to tell you that I work for powerful government agency. Can't really tell you, but I'm trained. And the cop goes, you're trained? He goes, yeah, I am. And the cop goes, how are you trained? He goes, and just like moves his hands like karate chop. He's like, that's all I would need to do. And the cop's like, oh, really, bud? They're so funny. Do you see the one with the old man? They're about to, they give him the breathalyzer. He tries to take a sip of it. The cop just laughed at him. At this point, do we need any more evidence? You know, but they do. You know, that's why, first of all, breathalyzers, the first reason you never take one is because this is pseudoscience at best. What in this contraption is detecting, what is in this? It's a piece of plastic that just beeps in, it tells you a number. Okay. You know, it's nonsense. You know, and then you get if you deny it, your license is gone. It's like, yeah, but if you do it, your license is gone. Like, your license is gone either way, so why do it and give them more of evidence or against you? Because if you don't, then what? You know, we're going to take you to jail and then draw blood? Well, I don't think you can just draw blood unless, like, you have, like, representation.
No, I think you have to consent to that.
Of course
you do. But unless you're under arrest, I think then you lose all.
No. Wow, that's just how you're like, once arrested, all rights gone, motherfuckers. Even if you're not even guilty, you're just arrested.
I do think they can legally take your blood once you're arrested.
Well, I think that they can, but you have the right to representation in front of them before they do it. The more you wait, the lesser the drunk you know what I mean?
Correct.
That's why you don't blow. You know, it's like 6 months, okay, sure, but if you don't get convicted of that, it's not 6 months. It's you get your license back, because that's nonsense that they can even do that. You know, like, how is that? How do I have rights if, like, my right to say no, but you're going to then penalize me for that?
Yeah.
That's like people pleading the fifth on the stand and like, well, go to jail anyway, buddy. You know, it doesn't work that way. But where are we at? What did I say? What got us on that? Wow, you listen. What happened? Where'd the paper go?
You had all the papers right here.
Oh, here it is. I don't even know how I got over there. What did I say there?
How did we get there?
I don't even fucking know, honestly. I really don't know. That's wild. But
The drunk country guy.
Oh, yeah, yes, right. Yeah, that is right. Yes, exactly. That's very good. No, you're very good. Because very good. But, here's another one. Have you seen what's going on in California with the ocean?
No.
Holy fuck. What's going on? It's taking California. The waves are humongous. California said, everyone on the coast needs to, like, go somewhere.
Really? Really?
And because the waves are fucking nuts. They're like going over the pier as they come in. This dumb fucking, must have been some stupid married couple on a little bike ride. And then the wave comes in, just takes them. It's like, and now we have to get the fucking, you know, search and rescue because you couldn't like take the hit. I really don't think we should do that. I really don't think that, like, if you're going to do something stupid and not, you know, heed the warning, we're not coming for you. This shit is at your own risk now. We've told you what we tell, should, what we want you to do. If you don't do it, sorry. You know, you're getting taken away by the ocean. We're not wasting resources on you dumb fucks. Like, I hate that shit. That you're going to go put your shit in jeopardy and then we need to send you savers, you know? It's just...
That's scary.
No, you need to, when we're done, I'll put it on. It's fucking insane. It is insane how the waves look bigger than the fucking waves during the tsunami in Japan. It looks insane. It's, and the thing I was watching didn't even say what the fuck is causing it. Because usually that's like an earthquake in the middle of the ocean or like, it's fucking nuts. It's really crazy. But yeah, we'll, because it's...
It is
because the water doesn't care. It'll go anywhere, and if it can't get there, it'll just find a way. You know, path of least resistance. This is just what water does. But no, it's crazy. Maybe God's mad. Maybe God's mad.
Maybe.
What do you got there? What do we got?
I was just reading your shit, bro.
Yeah, next topic.
Can I find one first?
No, we need it now. Well, just read one. Can you read one, though?
That's the thing. But we've read some of these.
Did we?
Yeah.
Which one? You didn't remember what we were just talking about 2 minutes ago.
You
like,
didn't know what we were talking about.
Right, that's true. That is true. I don't know how we got on the junk drivers. Yeah. I mean, just the junks. We are waiting.
What is this? War pictures were taken in 2015.
Yes. This is the nuttiest thing ever. More pictures. 11? How fucking insane. More pictures were taken in the year of 2015 than every picture before that was on film. What?
That's insane.
That's insane. You know how long cameras were needing film to take pictures? And then in 1 year, because of cell phones and people thinking everything needs to have their picture now. 1 year. More pictures in that 1 year. I don't know how they even got this stat. I really don't. This is wild. How do you know how many? Because are we saying that even with film that need to be developed, are we saying they were keeping records of how many pictures they were developing? And then they're like at the end, like that's an insane stat. That we have, first, it's easier to take pictures now because you don't need the film. You know, back in the day, you had to be like, caught. You had only 30, so you couldn't just get, and now it's gone. But and now people just, I don't know. Everything, because it's literally everything. It's nuts. Because I wrote something else down that says on this topic.
I mean, people have always been taking pictures.
No, they have, but there was no one was taking pictures of their dinner before. No one. No one was whipping out the old Polaroid, like,
oh, I don't know. We should look at some of mom's old photos. She might have some.
You really try sometimes. You do. You really stretch sometimes. It's crazy. But on the topic of just everyone taking pictures or videos, especially like grown men that are pulling their phones out because some fucking employee at like Burger King got the order a little wrong is fucking the gayest thing that a man can do. I'm trying to bring back saying things are gay.
I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I just don't.
It's possible. Because first, you know why I think it could be possible? People used to say, like, they were gay as in, like, they were happy. Like, oh, I'm having a gay old day. And then all of a sudden. Because how did even gay become? How did that become, like, the term? It was a term. Like, the word means happy. And then people saw the two dudes. They were like, "They must be so fucking happy. They're gay as fuck. Look at how gay those guys are." But it's such a weird thing. But No. Like, I feel that the gays, I don't think this would offend the gays. I really don't. I think that they have, you know, that they have moved past being offended by being gay. Because now you can be gay. You know? Like, to be, like, we've talked about it before, like, that was, I mean, to this day, if someone called me gay, I'd be like, don't fucking call me gay. You know what I mean? I would be a little offended by it. I really would. Look at that.
So you don't think the gay people would be offended, but you're offended?
By being called gay. Yes.
Okay.
Because, first of
So
all,
that's making the name
no, because
offensive.
because that's why, back in the day, like I said, it was, I'm happy.
So maybe they're just saying you look happy. You look really gay.
That's a wild statement. That's a wild statement. That's what you say. If you start going and you're like, oh man, I just need to tell you, you look so gay right now. Like, I believe that 99% of straight males would be like, don't ever say that to me again, you motherfucker. And the 1% that.
Maybe we need to bring it back to you just saying everyone's happy. Bring it back to the original term.
We need to bring back. We need to bring back saying the N-word!
No.
Oh, no. Okay. That was too far?
Too far.
Because, no, that's so gay, though. They didn't put there's pickles on the burger that you said no pickles on, and now before you even, and now I have to pull my phone out, right? Because nowadays, especially, people think that it's like the dash camera thing. They think that the camera is like a defense system that like no one will. I can be this way because you're on camera. You're never gonna just, you know, haul off and slap me, because I think that like if someone is, you know, yelling at you and has like that, why can't you be like, oh, that's, I took it as a threat. You know what I mean? Because you are, because first, I don't know when it changed that you don't need to, you know, tell someone that you are recording A and that like you can just record anybody now. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because, oh, well, you know, there's no privacy in public. No, I'm not asking for privacy. I'm asking for you to, because it's not privacy. You are now I am on your phone that you're going to take, and, you know, you now have you have a video of me on your phone. That's a crazy thing, right? Like,
Yeah.
you could now, like,
But like if it's in a public space.
sure. What about if it was a kid? They were just filming. You don't get privacy. We'd be like, no, sir.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, just because we're adults,
No, because
we.
I thought that earlier today it's funny because I was like, yeah, when I'm like in Ubers and
What?
they have
What did
like
you just say? You have been. That was.
I said this earlier
Okay.
because when I'm in Ubers they have like a camera sometimes, and I am always like,
But that's.
these people just have
But
a
that's,
video of me in the back
but I don't have a
seat.
problem with that, because that's for like if you try to rob them or like if they, but they also, because they think it's some, I watch so many videos of these dash cam people that will be the problem, and the guy, then someone comes to confront them, like, you're on camera right now, bud. It's like, but you're talking shit right now, bud.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like the bikers. It's like, oh man, you're all really tough with your helmets on, aren't you? You're all really tough in a group of fucking 500 just swarming the streets. Like, did you see that scumbag biker that like stomped through the woman's fucking like back window while a child was in the back seat? Because she, who knows what? Because these bikers are the gayest motherfuckers on the planet too. Everything is an offense to these fucking weirdos. My God, look twice for you? I don't look ever for you. You know what I mean? You're the one that should have to look twice. You're on the bike.
No, they do be driving crazy.
No.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, you're in
And
blind spots. You're
yeah.
just
They go
ridiculous.
flying around and then they want to get mad when you try to move over. And
Or yeah,
it's like,
like you,
don't be going 100.
correct,
Like,
correct.
yeah.
You know, and then it's like you, like you're playing with fire here. You know, you are on something that you could just be fucking run over. Just boop, see you later, bud. Thanks for fucking, you know, smashing my mirror because you're a fucking little child. They're all fucking weird. They're all part of like posses and with their vests. It's like you guys, like tell me you're gay without telling me you're fucking gay. You know, holy shit. You know, any boys club. Boys clubs, you know what I mean? It's all men. Whoa, man. What's going on with your all man club here, you know?
A little weird.
No, it's gay as fuck. It's gay as fuck. It is. It's gay as fuck. And they're all, then we're supposed to, they're just, have you ever seen, they're cookie cutter. They're all the same. Ever seen a biker that's not like, doesn't have a sleeve, a tattoo sleeve? They all got that. Right. They all got that. You know? Fucking, they're still rocking wallet chains. These guys are fucking cool.
They can't lose their wallet while they're riding the bike.
See what I mean? But no, it's, and again, yeah, they have, you know, they start shit now. Oh, you're on camera. Like, it's like, but dude, you're like, just like, you're, I don't know. They're this biker attitude they got is fucking strange. Like, it's fucking really strange. But again, yeah, grown men, especially grown men. Like, the older you get, it's just wild. It's just, it's like, if this was 20 years ago, like, men would be like, dude, how gay are you? That you're filming, like your lawn because, I don't know, like, everything. Like, you're a dude. I know, like, oh, God forbid, like, men, women, they're different, but, like, you're a guy. You need to, like, not be, a woman. You know what I mean? That's a woman thing.
To pull the phone out and record and just freak out on somebody?
Pictures are a woman thing.
Picture is one thing, but two, just freak out on someone. No, it's
but,
freaking out on someone.
But with your phone out, because now you have to record it.
I disagree with that statement.
You disagree with what statement? That pictures are recording,
no,
everything is a woman thing?
Say.
You don't even know. Look at you.
I do
what
know.
What did I say?
Say that when they pull out their phone to record themselves.
They're acting like a bitch.
Wrong, that's acting like
a
you
bitch.
Said a woman. You know, a guy could be a bitch.
Correct, but they're called that. Why are they called a bitch? Because you're acting like a woman.
Nope.
They don't call guys bitches in, like, the term, like, I think you are, like, a female dog. That's not what you call bitches. They're bitches, they're not women. It's, like, example. If, like, have you ever seen a guy with, like, a photo album? You know? A scrapbook?
No.
Exactly. You see, women, you probably have a scrapbook.
I don't.
Well, have you ever thought about doing one?
I'm not that crafty.
But exactly, you thought about doing it. It's a woman thing. You know what I mean? Like, look at, like, just.
It could be a hobby thing.
But,
it doesn't have to be a woman thing. People like pictures.
Women, especially. It's like, even look earlier. Like, look at how many photos that are just in your, like, phone alone, right? Like, if there's guys that it's a dude, like. And now, instead of, you know, just deleting, or now we have to get cloud space, because I might someday want this picture of my fucking bruised toe that, it's just, it's unbelievable. But the you're only confronting because the confrontation is now you think you're going to get something on some social media network. Like, that's it. You're not doing it for anything else besides you now want to feel cool or good. Like, yeah, because you want... you need validation from others, which also you need to stop being a little gay man. Like, you now need to people to think you're in the right, which, like, the only people that think you're in the right are other dirtbags like you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we're talking about things that it's just, and then the older you get, I mean, you know, we thought that generation, like, the older generation, the kids are just, and it's like, but you are on TikTok. Grandma. So what about the children? It seems like you guys, you would have been the same way if you had it. You just didn't have it. You know, like, you're every little thing, you know? Your child's, every child's anything now. Anything.
It's nice to have the memories.
But that's not a memory. Because
yeah,
because
you can go back and look at it.
You can. That's not memory, though. Memory is you remembered it. Not like you have a... Because
right, but memory can be finicky sometimes.
It can.
So you, if a picture,
exactly,
it'll spark it again.
Maybe. Hopefully. I have seen a lot of pictures that I'm like, where the fuck? what? Who and when?
Well, when you're older, it's because you were fucked up most of the time. That doesn't count.
Wow, that's, what are you saying here? Thinking of a problem or something? But okay, sure. But again, it's the picture isn't. But like, especially as you get younger, like if you have like picture, like when you're a baby, it's like, there ain't no companies there? There's no, you're not like, oh, look, it's nothing. You know, it's just, you, the pictures of, like, because, like, who are you? Like, it's, like, so nuts. Just put the fucking thing away. Because honestly, like, I don't know why people don't just slap them out of their fucking hands. You know, because now it's assault or something and you'll get arrested. That's nonsense. I think he's assaulting me. He's assaulting me, not physically, but he is menacing, and I didn't like it.
He's menacing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I do.
Because even the, oh, no privacy in public, but, like, just because it's Walmart or and the public goes there, is it, like, really? Public? That's a building. That's a business. Public is when, like, outside.
Yeah, but, like, if the Walmart employee kicks you out, they can do that. But, like, you can't just be like,
hey, sir, you gotta go. Yeah. Hey, bud, you've been, like, looking at the Q-tips too long. You gotta leave. But, exactly, that's my point, though. If you can get kicked out of it, it's not public, right? You can't get kicked out of public unless you're going to prison. That's how they kick people out of public.
Yeah, but you can keep recording, like, while you're on the sidewalk.
Because now you're in public. I completely agree. Yeah, I completely agree. It's like with businesses, when cameras really start becoming like everywhere, every business has to have a notice that you are on recording. Mm-hmm. But now some fucking jackass sitting at a table can just sneak his phone out while you're, I don't know.
Yeah, no, because that is weird.
It's very weird. And then to then post it on, like, it's even weirder. Okay. It's even weirder. Now I don't even believe anything. I think it's all fake. I don't think any of this shit is just off the, like, oh, wow, I caught, like, no, I think it was set up.
I do think a lot of, yeah.
So set up. Especially the ones with the fucking children. Oh, yeah, I just happened to have my phone out on TikTok when my child came up to me and told me that he thinks that the racial indifference in America is a big problem. It's like, yeah, I'm sure your fucking dumb 3-year-old said that. Like, these people that will tell you that their child said some, like, college-level statement. You're like, your child's a doofus. Like, you know? He didn't say that. Shut your mouth. But again, even the children thing. It's like, now it's, like, the parents don't even care that, you know, that the protecting of children. It's like, but you're just, it's, stalking and pedophilia has become easier because of the internet, and for one, but because the way it seems like the parents just were, like, didn't care. When the internet first, when you could, like, pictures, like, the parents were like, we will never put our baby on that. Like, Facebook, that's like, yeah, but, like, no, our baby, like, now, forget about it. Fucking forget about it. And once it's on Facebook, it's on Google. Like, that's how that works.
Yeah.
And the stalking thing, it's just like, my God, how easy is this now? Like, pinpointing locations or, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's, like, nuts. It's nuts. And people are, like, dumbfounded when, you know, and then when their privacy, it's like, you have no privacy online. You have no privacy on the internet. And to think you do, you're a fucking retard. You're dumb. You think that your keystrokes are private? They're not, because you're not doing it privately. You're literally doing it on this thing that, like, everyone can get on. That's not being private. You know? The internet is kind of public.
Yeah.
And you get no privacy in public. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which means these doofuses, you know, that can pull out their phones and just a kid coming out of a school. It's like, God damn. Like, it's like middle of the year, fourth grade. It's not even special. And somehow, you know, it's fucking atrocious. These grown ass, I mean, fucking, it's gayer than AIDS. It really is. And I think that's a reason why it's like it is today, because the natural balance that was created was because of, like, bullying and being able to tell people they're fucking retarded. Can't do that anymore. So now all the dumb fucks that should have been bullied weren't bullied. So they
people
think
people are still bullying them
because they should, because they absolutely should. Bullying stops people from, like, being weird, retarded, dumb fucks. It does.
And also,
some people need to be corrected. And if the fucking family, loved ones aren't going to correct it, then, like,
bullying's not a way to correct someone. It's a way to put somebody down.
It is.
Putting
but if
someone you, down is not going to help them grow.
It's not?
Especially when they're a child.
Oh, come on.
And if they're, like,
what? In the back of the classroom and they fucking, like, cup their fart and sniff it, you don't think that needs to be, like, you think someone's like, oh, it's just him being him. That's just, you know, everyone can do what they want to do. Sure. So can you. You need to tell the fart sniffer this out.
Yeah, you can tell me, like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that. It's kind of gross.
Well, okay. So are we saying that if it's polite,
yeah,
it's ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, that's, it's just that.
So you're going to calling names and stuff.
Calling names?
Yeah.
Yeah, because would you want to be known as fart sniffer?
Nope.
So you would correct the sniffing of the farts.
I'm just saying bullying's not going to correct something.
You don't, I think it would.
No, it wouldn't.
You don't think it would?
No, look back in high school, like the kids used to get bullied. They still continue to get bullied. It didn't make them change who they were. It just made them sad.
Well, okay. But being sad, you don't think that they would then try to stop whatever it was the point of the bullying, you know? So if you're being picked on for smelling like shit,
but like
you don't think you would try to not smell like shit?
Okay, but yeah, then you change it and you still like notice. Like,
you're the kid that used to smell like shit. That's not the same as the kid that does.
I'm just saying, bullying doesn't help.
It definitely didn't change gay. We, you know what I mean? Because if that's how I, that's why I completely believe that it's not, that you're born gay. Because, like, if it was a choice, I mean, no one would have ever chose to be gay.
And it shows that bullying doesn't help.
No, it shows that, bullying can't help something you're born with.
Some
if you try to bully someone for being black,
weird,
they can't change being black,
though.
Right?
Some people are just born weird.
Well, yeah, everyone's born weird. Children are the weirdest. Because they don't know boundaries. They don't know what weird even is, so they can be weird. And then when someone's like, fucking little weird. why do you think people don't act? Because they're, no child knows. They don't have any of that. But once they start to, then they, you know. Children go from like wanting to, you know, dress like Superman to go to school to like needing, like, to not wanting to do that anymore. You think that's just because they decided that? Or you think that, like, society, either from what they're seeing, or people are like, this motherfucker does like Superman again. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, that's, it'll work. The fact that, what? Bullying needs, it's a thing. It's a natural thing that happens, and it needs to continue. And if
bullying will always continue. It's
yeah.
Not like, it's just going to go away.
Holy fuck, it's been 37 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, they can't go away, because it's, you know, it's something that, online bullying is even worse. It's like, it's absolutely not. It's absolutely not worse. I would rather be said things than being punched any day. Real bullying is tough. Like,
yeah, but you can't get away with that, like, away from online bullying.
Yes, you can.
No,
you can't get away from your school bullying.
People are always making, like, more ways to get a hold of you, and then they get more people on the bandwagon.
But see, like, that's another. That's,
I would just take an ass whooping over like being berated on the internet.
But are you lying?
Just walking ass whooping instead of like.
It's not just one ass. You think bullies are like, that's it, he got his. Done with that. Next.
No, but no. Then I become so strong that I beat the bully up. I can't beat people up on the internet.
Great point. So your more fix to being physically bullied is to become stronger. But not mentally bullied? You don't just become mentally stronger to where, like, you can be like,
no.
This fucking, like...
No.
Like...
Mentally, you can, like, wear someone down mentally.
But, yeah, but I don't think that... You can be worn down mentally by someone that you're, like, that's involved in your life. Like, that, like... Yeah.
No, anyone can...
A stranger can mentally break you? That's nuts! Someone that doesn't even know you, you're just going to like...
So wear people down.
That's, well, you're wearing down is the... And it begins, and then you're worn down so much, yeah. Because, you know, it's like the mass shooter thing. They're all like, these are just kids that were bullied in school. And it's like, I don't know if any of them have ever been like, yeah, it was just because I was bullied in school. Like, even the Columbine guys were like, ah, they just want to kill. You know, like, they were like, oh, the jocks, and like, but then it's like, you didn't even like... Kill just like the jocks.
Right.
You like killed like just anyone. You guys like you're just like sick. It has nothing with bullying. Like, you know, there's people that have been bullied that like never were like, I'm gonna fucking kill as many as I can. You know what I mean? It's just wild. But yeah, grown men like stop being. Like, I mean, unless you're gay, grown men stop being gay. You know what I mean? What? Huh. See, that was supportive and bullying at the same time. Well, just with the top, you know, there's something else I see a lot now that everyone has to record everything. You ever see this where, I'm not saying that, but it's a like a black woman thing particularly, but not that whites and all those white women don't do this. They'll be mid, like, arguing, and all of a sudden we're twerking. What are you doing? Just arguing about a spot at the gas pump, and now you're twerking. What are we doing?
They're trying to de-escalate the situation.
Like, yeah, because, like, the like majority of the ones that are doing this, like, you de-escalate it because no one wanted to see that. You just fucking gross someone out. They were like, I can't even. Like mid-argument. Twerk. So fucking one of the funniest things that's, like, so funny. What else do we got? We'll, got a couple more things. Just real quick, I've talked about it before, but the Crocs thing is, it's just like more and more, I'm just like, this is the nuttiest thing. Everyone wears them. Everyone wears Crocs.
Yeah.
Everyone. From fucking, like, affluent people in good communities to, like, people in the hood. Crocs. To prison to fucking everywhere. Yep. Everywhere. I do think it's funny, the whole, like, what do they call it? Like, when the thing's up, it's, like, off-road, and then... It's pretty funny.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Sport mode?
Yeah, because I saw a guy, he's like, he fucking came up on like this. It was, like, a possum that its nuts were stuck in a fence. And this guy was like, I gotta help this guy out. Pop these things into sport mode. It was pretty funny.
That's funny, because I saw one, and they walk in, and they had, like, a little shovel on the front of their Crocs with the snow, and they were like, I'm ready for winter.
So funny. But yeah, the Crocs.
They are comfortable.
Unreal. It's crazy. And they're the ugliest fucking things on the planet. And they also had an ingenious idea for the children. They're like, no, sell them those things. You can stick in the holes and then you just make more money.
That's not for Matilda.
Yes, it is.
I would love all them.
You need to know. No. No. There are things that are for children. I don't know what's happening with the adults. They're taking everything from the kids.
It's because we're healing our inner child.
No, you don't have an inner child anymore.
We do.
You do not. You don't have an inner child.
Yeah.
That's like a wild thing to say.
The inner kid that was once us.
Yeah, and that inner kid inside of you, it should be like, stop being gay.
No.
Like, what are you? You're nerdier than you were as a kid. You can't be nerdier as an adult than as when you were a child.
Sure you can. Why not?
No, because you can't be an adult and you're buying fucking like a SpongeBob, whatever they're called, for your Crocs.
Hell yeah, you can. I just bought a little candy making kit upstairs.
That is not the same thing.
It's meant for kids.
Okay. Yes. Good. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. But.
And I'm excited.
It's a crazy thing that these things are for, I don't know, like, they're for children. And now adults are just, like, they've absolutely taken Halloween from children. That's gone. It's an adult thing now, and it's gross. It's like, they took it from the kids. Like, how long until, you know, adults are waiting on Santa Claus because they're inner child, you know? You're just being, it's crazy. It's fucking insane. It's insane. It's fucking insane. You can't. You just can't. You know, you can't. You can't act like... You can't. Oh, my inner child. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Feeling it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why people don't use the inner child excuse when they're like a little like crybaby bitch. It's just my inner child.
Because crying is not wrong.
No, it's not wrong when it's... when it should be done, of course, but crying is wrong when you shouldn't be crying. You know what I mean? They're saying that you don't cry with spilled milk is for a reason. You know what I mean?
If it's your last little bit of milk, I'm going to cry. Now I can't.
Well, we've talked about this before, though, right? Because, like, that is the
that
same
thing. That was the breaking point.
Right. And that's the same thing you'll do when a loved one dies. Wild. The same thing when milk spills or, you know, dad dies. You can't waste your tears on this shit.
I got a lot of them.
You got.
We're always producing tears. I got them.
Weird. Such a weird thing. Like, that, you know, you get sad and, like, the way the human body, you know, deals with it is by your eyes leaking water.
Yep.
Or whatever. Is it even water? Is it like, is it tear water? Is it like sweat? Because they all salt. They are salty.
I think they're salty because they're running down your face, and your face is salty.
You might just have a salty ass face.
Sweaty.
Wow. You just had. Okay, so we'll just end on this. I want to say this real quick. So now that I'm officially Puerto Rican, I can listen to how I say this word. Chicharrón.
Hey,
how
you can
speak
Spanish
now? Me llamo. Hit the button. We'll be back next week. Happy New Year. Don't be stupid.
Happy New Year. Be safe.